This is Bela Fleck, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, your source for NPR news and classical music from Northern Michigan.
My name is Reese. I'm 10 years old, and I play the piano. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Reese, and good morning, kids commuters. Happy Monday. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute with a new Quizlet coming up after our music today. Over the summer, kids commuters, we talked to quite a few of you who let us know that something you like to learn about is what composers were doing when they were about your age. So we're going to learn about that this week, starting with Mozart. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He was born on January the 27th in 1756 in Salzburg. Now, his father, Leopold, was a composer himself, and as far as historians know, he was the person who taught his children everything they knew about music. Wolfgang was able to play music by the age of 4, and he started composing at the age of 5. True story. Here's a little bit of Mozart's first composition. Now, once he got going, as a 5-year-old, Mozart never really stopped. He continued to study music with the help of his father, and within a year, his compositions started to get more complex. He was also, of course, very talented at playing music, so his father took Wolfgang and his very talented sister Nannerl on a big tour of Europe, where they played music for all kinds of fancy people. Royalty, politicians, super rich folks, everybody. Now, this huge tour went from about 1763 to 1773. So for about 10 years, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, from the age of 7, was on the road as a musician. And while he was out playing for royalty in Europe, like you do, at the age of 12, he wrote an opera, a one-act comic opera. We're going to hear the overture today. The opera is called Bastien und Bastienne. That's like the masculine and feminine version of the same name. It would be like Joseph and Josephine. Basically, they are two people who are best friends and in love, and there are lots of crazy mix-ups about their relationship, but finally, they get back together and live happily ever after. Here's the overture to Bastien und Bastienne. Günter Kehr leads the Württemberg Chamber Orchestra. And there you have it, the overture to an opera that Mozart wrote when he was 12, Bastien und Bastienne. And that was the Württemberg Chamber Orchestra led by Günter Kehr. Tomorrow's young composer had to sue her dad, and we'll find out why tomorrow. Okay, kids commuters, it's time now to start our new Quizlet for the week. All week long, we're going to ask you this question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a little prize envelope, give you a shout out on the air, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize, of 50 packets of applesauce from our friends at Go-Go Squeeze. So here is the question. A young person named Louis, that's his first name, Louis invented what writing system for the blind in the year 1824? Do you know the answer to that question? If you do, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. Again, what was the full name of a young person named Louis who invented a writing system for the blind in 1824? And we will have hints Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for you this week if you don't get this right away. Again, our number, 231-237-7482. Don't forget your full name and your address. Okay, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.
I want to hear Mozart because I like Mozart.